In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Fear is an insidious thing. It causes us to act irrationally, and it sometimes can turn us against our best interests. And fear creates hatred of others. What our country has seen in the last week has been fear in action. We saw on Sunday morning last week a gunman who feared his own feelings and feared the freedom others had found for themselves. Since that time, we have been seized as a country in fear of more violence, fears of changes in society, and fears of our fellow citizens. And all of this in the backdrop of an anniversary in another massacre in Charleston 1 year ago. Now, this kind of fear is irrational, and it's dangerous, and it is spiritually toxic. Today's gospel reading from Luke shows us the dangers of fear. Jesus crosses over the Lake of Galilee, and he's in the land of the Gerasenes. And there's this pretty dramatic scene involving a man possessed by a legion of demons. And he's been there. He's been living among the tombs. And Jesus casts out the demons in this scene, and they go into this herd of pigs. They are cast off into the lake. Now, what happens after that's very interesting. Because the people, of course, as a curiosity, came out to see what had happened. But you would think, here you have someone who's been tormented all this time, someone that people were afraid of, and now is back in his right mind. But the people did not praise God. They didn't praise God for freeing this man from torment. What does the Bible tell us? It says, then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. This passage should tell us how fear works. Very often, irrational fear does just this. In our lives, in our society, God does something amazing. Love happens. There is action. The Holy Spirit moves. New things happen. Paradigms change. And instead of praising God, very often, people do the opposite. They fear the work. And then sometimes we tell God, like the Gerasenes, we tell God to go away. And that is how irrational fear works. Now, fear is not always a bad thing. It does exist for a reason. It's innate for us. And there is such a thing also as rational fear. We heard in today's psalm, it talks about the fear of the Lord. This term that comes up over and over in the Bible. And that's a bit of an idea of awe and majesty. Something great, recognizing something greater than us. But fear can also work with other things. For instance, I am not particularly keen on a couple things. One of them being heights, and the other being snakes. I just don't like these things. I may not always be rational about these fears. I may not always, just because I don't like to go into that building with all the snakes in the zoo is probably not always rational. But on the other hand, we can understand where these fears come from. Falling from a great height or getting bit is not irrational. It is a rational thing. These are dangerous things. And fear can be a healthy thing if it helps us avoid harm or death. And rational fear can cause us sometimes also to do the right thing. Of course, today is Father's Day. And thinking about that, when I look at people who are parents or grandparents, how many people might say something like, I worry about what kind of world I will leave for my children or my grandchildren? That's a rational fear. Or someone might say, if you're very vulnerable, I'm afraid to be alone in a dangerous place. Or you might say, I'm afraid this sermon is just going to go on too long. Well, rational fears can cause us, can give us pause. They can be helpful. And rational fears can cause us to change things for the good. Rational fear can cause us to have courage. We often think about courage being at odds with fear, like an opposite, but they can really go hand in hand. That fear can be an inspiration for courage. And we can inspire us to have courage to change ourselves and change the world around us. That is the good part about a rational fear. But rational fear is not the most common kind. And we have to be careful. We have to have care to understand where that line is between what is rational and what is not rational. And we have to be careful not to cross that line and to understand the scale, the real scale of what danger there really is. To overcome irrational fear, the danger of fear, we need to do a few things. We need to have understanding. We need to come to acceptance, and we need to come to inclusion. Now, understanding is a process of gathering the facts. It's about knowing what is really happening and to understand, truly understand the people involved. It's about knowing the dynamics and the internal and external factors of what makes things happen and what motivates people. Now, the next step is inclusion, the next step's acceptance. And acceptance is really about ourselves. It's about changing our own perspectives. It is about using those facts and seeing those facts and people for what they really are and then altering how we view them. And then the last step is the most important, and that one is inclusion. Now, probably one of the most radical statements in all of Holy Scripture can be found in today's reading to the Galatians. St. Paul, when he's talking to a people who have been put aside, who have been told that they must follow the letter of the law or they are not completely saved, people who are in the grips of fear for all the wrong reasons, Paul tells them these wise words. He says, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. Now, this line, as I said, was told to a people who were excluded from grace because of who they are, for being Gentiles. And you know, this line is just as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago when we think about people who have been marginalized for things that are of no fault to them. And Paul is saying that as we draw these lines in the sand, these things that we pretend that are so important to us, these things that are divisions that we put so much weight on, all of those things do not matter to Christ. What Paul is saying is that no matter what your label, all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And it really is no wonder they call it the good news. So what do we do with fear? Well, to undo fear, at least irrational fear, is an act of love. Christ coming to save us took away our fear of the sting of death and the grave and hell. That was an act of ultimate love. In the story of the Gerasene demoniac, Christ casting out those demons from that man took away that fear that this man had been gripped in. That was an act of love. These were great acts of love. They're the kind of love that God has for each and every one of you. And it is the kind of love that in gratitude we also are called to. The kind of love that overcomes irrational fear. I'll close from a quote that I heard this week from the renowned theologian, Stephen Colbert. On his show on Monday, in lieu of a monologue, he talked about Sunday shooting, and in his monologue he said, "Love makes us strong. Love gives us courage to act. Love gives us hope that change is possible. Love allows us to change the script. So love your country, love your family, love the families and victims and the people of Orlando. But let's remember that love is a verb, and to love means to do something." Amen.